And now the game where we ask really smart people about the few things they don't know anything about. They don't come smarter, the New Hampshire's own Dean Kamen. He's the college dropout who revolutionized medicine, robotics, and of course, personal transport with his Segway human transporter. Here he comes now, rolling on the stage. Here he is. Dean Kamen, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It's nice to be here.
You think so now? I want to go over, your biography is amazing. You were, as a high school student, you were already running your own business. In fact, one story you read is that you decided you needed to renovate your home to create more room for your laboratory. So you actually had, you hired people to jack up the house. You were in high school, and you sent your parents on a cruise so they wouldn't know about it.
That's an absolutely true story.
And you went off to college, you decided they didn't have anything to teach you, so you left, and pretty soon started inventing things that revolutionized medicine, and the next thing you know, you have this mountaintop retreat here in New Hampshire. You have a private island, which is its own country. So in what way do you not fit the stereotype of the supervillain? I mean, you are so much the guy in The Incredibles, it's not even funny.
Yeah. That's right.
No, I mean, honestly, I mean, tell me about the private island, for example. You really do own your own island that is its own country.
That's true, but it's a small country. It's called North Dumpling, mm-hmm. and it's, I think, a good model for its neighbor, the U.S.
Right.
Is it a democracy?
It's entirely a democracy, yeah. Really? And, well, for instance, we have no crime in the streets.
Right.
We have no streets.
That would be it.
We have no drugs in our schools.
No schools.
No schools, which keeps the taxes low.
Sure. What I want to know is, do you have a volcano under which you keep your secret lab and your army of robots, which you're going to send out to take over the world any day now?
We were going to, but we decided we don't want it.
Really? You don't want the rest of the world. What a problem.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about your inventions. Of course, your first great invention, and first of many, was the infusion pump, the thing that we now all see in hospitals that gives you medicine. But the invention that you're most well-known for these days, at least nationally, at least insofar as we've been making fun of it for, about 7 years, is the Segway transporter. This was, we first heard about it when you invited these captains of industry to your lab here in New Hampshire, and they saw this thing only known as Ginger. And they wouldn't tell us what it was, but they told us it was going to transform human society. Didn't Bill Gates or somebody say they're going to have to redesign cities for this thing? Remember this?
Well, there were a lot of people back then that thought I was nuts when I said that oil was going to get above $20 a barrel.
Right.
There were people back then that said there are no environmental issues, and there were people back then that still believed that a densely populated city ought to be full of cars.
Right. Let me just put it bluntly. When you were testing the Segway for safety, its amazing gyroscopic navigation, its remarkable control system, did anybody do a project to inquire how silly people would look while riding it?
Sad but true.
Really?
But, you know, you look at people doing other things that we now take for granted that look pretty silly. Mm-hmm. And I think what's indefensible in one generation becomes indispensable in another.
Right. So you're hoping that once the current generation of humans dies out, children will be raised to believe that it's actually pretty sexy to wheel around.
Yeah. Well, it is an entirely efficient new way for airport security to get from donut to donut, I've noticed.
Now, there was, of course, the famous incident. Remember, the Segway's most famous sort of appearance in the national news was when President Bush tried it. Were you there? Did you personally bring the Segways to him up in Maine, I think it was?
Actually, I brought a pair of Segways to his father, right. Bush 41, and mother. And I trained them.
Yeah.
I gave them a little training, which is an appropriate thing to do.
Sure.
And the last thing I said to them, because Barbara Bush said, oh, thank you very much, and we're going to have grandchildren, and this place is going to be full of life this weekend, and we're really excited. Everybody's going to use these things. And I just had this flash, and I said, please, Mrs. Bush, if you're going to let kids ride these things, make sure that they get a little... And she just stopped and said, you worry too much. You know, don't worry, kids. And I had this image. Well, the next morning I saw the newspaper. And I have to tell you, a Segway works way better if you turn it on before you jump on it.
And this, of course, was the image, of course, of President Bush falling presidential seal over tea kettle.
Well, to give credit where credit is due, he's a very athletic guy. He did not fall. In fact, he jumped off and did a rather elegant recovery. And we actually then took a couple of machines to the White House, where they are happily being used now. And in fact, they're in very good health, was the president, and some Segways.
Does the president use the Segway now in his daily business? Is he up and down the corridors of the West Wing, barking orders?
Actually, I can picture Cheney on that better. You know? A little black cape strolling behind.
Sort of like Strangelove's wheelchair, but updated for the 21st century. Well, Dean Kamen, we are utterly delighted to have you with us. Now, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're the David Oselznick of schlock.
In other words, you are Joel Silver, the movie producer who is famous for being just like the movies he makes. Loud, obnoxious, and extremely profitable. We're going to ask you three questions about the man who brought us such works of cinema as the Die Hard movies, the Lethal Weapon movies, the Matrix movies. Get two of these questions right, he'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Dean Kamen playing for?
Dean is playing for Stan and Debbie Jozowicz of Manchester.
All right, let's go to it. Here is your first question. Joel Silver, movie producer, is famous for his temper and the way he treats people. Once he was arguing with an agent, and he shouted, what? Is it A, quote, you're nothing but a lamprey with an Armani suit? B, quote, let me hear you say loafer or slipper, because in 2 minutes, you're going to be a shoe salesman. Or C, quote, could you put your daddy on the phone? I'm trying to get some business done here.
I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B. Say loafer or slipper. I want to hear it, because in 2 minutes, you're going to be a shoe salesman.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says about your own management style, but you're right, sir. Is that how you talk to your employees?
I'm never that nice.
No, I understand. All right. Next question. On one occasion, Joel Silver wanted a little bit more from his special effects crew on an action movie. So what did he say to them? He said, A, I want an explosion the size of Cleveland. Did he say B, if the audience can still hear after it's all done, then it's not loud enough? Or C, make the flames catch fire?
I'll go with B again.
You're going to go with B again? If the audience can still hear after it's done, then it's not loud enough. I'm sorry, it was A, I want an explosion the size of Cleveland. I don't know what on what set that was said, but then again, knowing his movies, it doesn't really matter. All right, here we go. This is it. This is for all the marbles. In addition to his many accomplishments in film, Joel Silver made another mark. What was it? A, he has 4 patents for race car suspension systems. B, he is the foremost translator into English of Inuit or Eskimo poetry. Or C, he invented Ultimate Frisbee.
How many marbles are there?
No, there's a lot of marbles, all of them. Basically, the set of all marbles.
I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A. He has 4 patents for race car suspension systems. You sure?
I'm not only not sure, I have a 1/3 chance, the same I had on the other 2 random guesses.
I see. So you're basically going to trust a random chance. No, he invented Ultimate Frisbee. I'm so sorry. He was a New Jersey high school student back in 1968, and he invented the game. He even patented the name, Ultimate Frisbee. And some thought that would be the highlight of his life.
It was.
No. What, you didn't like Die Harder with a Vengeance? Come now. Carl, how did inventor Dean Kamen do in our quiz?
He got off to a good start, Peter, but kind of fizzled at the end, so... he failed to win for Stan and Debbie Jozowitz.
Wow.
That's sorry. Okay. He'll have his revenge.
This could be his motivation for finally taking over the world. You know, when the
they laughed at me once. They won't laugh at me again.
Carl, there are some robots outside with lasers. They want your voice on their answering machine. Well, by the way, dude, you got to do the robots with lasers. That'd be so cool. Dean Kamen is an entrepreneur and award-winning inventor who holds nearly 450 patents. He invented the Segway, the auto syringe, and the iBot all-terrain wheelchair. He is also the founder of FIRST, for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, an organization with the goal of inspiring students to pursue activities in engineering and technology fields. Dean Kamen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dean Kamen, right there.
Thank you.